folks, back on the Boss Man Show. Boss and Neek here with you to bring you the craziest Florida news and national news as well. Neek, my brother, what is up, man? What's up in Florida and in our nation, my man?
It's Florida. You never know, man. You never know. You never know.
Florida has a new resident now. A new resident is in Florida now. A loser is moved back to Florida.
There's a lot of losers in Florida. I mean,
but one big loser, a big baby.
Oh, Trump moved to Florida?
Mar-a-Lago, he's in West Palm Beach now.
Wow.
He moved back. No, New York don't want him. So you got that going. So that's a loser in Florida right there. But Neek, here we go, bro. It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, we got a feeling.
You were waiting on it. It's time for it. It's here. It's the Boss Report. First story. Tallahassee man arrested after, get this, throwing a chair at his boss for not topping him off and giving him a raise.
I mean, that's a good reason to throw a chair at somebody. I'll let that slide.
In Tally-ho, of all places.
I mean, there ain't nothing to do in Tallahassee but throw chairs.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Get this. Florida man arrested, setting himself on fire after being refused some salad tossing from his lady friend.
Refused what?
She refuses to toss a salad. And therefore, he set the house on fire.
That's not enough money to turn down the house, bro.
Come on.
Not the house, bro. Not your own home.
Now you homeless now because you didn't get your salad tossed.
Exactly. You ain't going to go to jail.
This happened in Sarasota. So there you go. Oh, man.
Boy.
Misleading MAGA-ganda, lying-ass substitute teacher in Lake Wales, Florida, really tried it. Caught on camera telling students that Antifa caused the Capitol riots. Yes.
We all know what happened to them riots. We all know who started them riots. We know who got amped up in those riots. So why try to switch it and say Antifa?
Exactly.
I mean, I already know the textbooks are going to flip it like that, but at the same time, come on, man. We all know the truth at this point.
Yeah, we're living it live and in living color, the history.
Right. Exactly. So let's try, though.
Is it his purpose to intimidate or show off? Florida man drives military-style tank through Florida streets.
A tank?
Yes. He had a no-limit tank.
Was it a real tank?
Yes, unfortunately.
A real authentic tank?
A nice replica tank, but it was definitely a tank.
First of all, where did he get it?
Probably one of them Army, Navy scrap stores, probably known in Florida. They're known for those.
But why would they sell a whole, you know what? It's Florida. Just let it fly.
Yeah. Nick, this is going to your roots here. Memphis man visiting Florida arrested after hitting his old gal's baby daddy with a steel chair, but taking her from him.
Either he crazy or he's that good for you to drive from Memphis to Florida.
Delray Beach at that.
And where is that at?
A little bit above Boca on the coastline, East Florida, on the water, Atlantic Ocean.
So that's a
hell of a haul.
What, 14-hour drive?
Yeah, from Memphis. He went down 78. Got to Birmingham, went down the Mobile came across I-10, dipped down I-4, and on down for the turnpike.
14-hour trip to hit somebody with a chair.
He watched. He watched too much wrestling, probably.
Bro. Is he crazy? Or he really in love? That's the only thing I can say on that.
I ain't gonna go 14 hours for it though.
But I said crazy before he was in love.
I mean, he banged on the door, came in the house, and hit him with a steel chair.
Also, how did he find out where they live?
That's a good question.
So, like I said, either he crazy, it's most likely this is the biggest case, or it's that good he didn't want to leave it. So he crazy.
I've had some good Florida experiences now. You don't see me running down though.
I'm not going there for nothing.
Man. Staying with our wrestling theme here. Florida man arrested after rock bottom in his home but for not paying him for a bet on the playoff game. He went to the man's house, Neek, knocked on the door, went inside, hugged the homeboy, rock bottom in his home, own short room. Wife called the police on him. Then he rock bottom her too.
That sounds like a Vince idea. Sounds like something Vince would do for a show. That's all I can say. Vince could probably do that for a show.
Most definitely. Taxes. We talking about taxes. Head ass health hierarchy upholder Charles BDS Barkley says athletes should get COVID-19 vaccines before others because, quote, they make more money.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Getting beyond a certain Cowboy fan?
No, not beyond that. But to say somebody deserves the vaccine before somebody else because they're rich is very distasteful.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in something right now where I think, you know, the NBA players know that they are fortunate enough to have a lot of money and they can help other people. So that's just distasteful. That's basically what it is.
Well, he's always distasteful. I mean, he's always been distasteful. He has no good taste. No, he's a clown. That's why. They love to put clowns on a pedestal. You and I both know that.
That is also true.
When you tap dance and butt dance and clown like he do, yeah, they love you. Always reward clowns with a platform.
Right.
He feel like anytime something go on, the mainstream media runs to him for his opinion. Like his opinion matters, but it's because his opinion makes them comfortable. He right. says what they can't say.
Right. But like I said, it's one of the things that's very distasteful to say.
Very.
Especially right now with this going around, with the COVID going around. So very distasteful.
Man. Oh, Nick, this don't tear you up. Florida men arrested for throwing pancake batter at woman after she refused to clean up the house.
Pancake batter?
Yes.
Batter or pancake?
Yeah, some Miss Butterworth or whatever, the powdered batter. Yeah, he threw it at her.
Because what again?
She wouldn't clean up the house.
So you mess up the house even more?
Correct.
All right, I'm done.
Nick, it stemmed from days of her not giving him none either. That's part of it's frustration as well.
You made it worse. She might not give you none for even a longer time now.
I think he getting none ever again.
Exactly.
Oh, this is right in the backyard. Orlando man arrested for skinny dipping in neighbor's pool that wasn't his.
A lot of people do that, from what I've heard.
They do, but if the neighbor don't want it.
Not skinny dipping, though.
But the neighbor don't like it, they'll call on you, and Orange County right. will come deal with you.
Yeah, I think that's stupid, because, you know, if they don't like you, then you made it worse on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll forgive you if they like you. Like, oh, man, you're just playing around.
But see, Neek, going into a Florida pool at night, you can have a gator in the pool, an iguana, a snake, a lizard, a turtle. You could get bit by a reptile in Florida. Or even a small baby bear who's got away from his pack. Or a wolf. In Florida, it's like a jungle. You're playing with fire. Going to a pool at nighttime naked.
Bro, there's too much shit going on in Florida.
Didn't I tell you it was going to be bad?
It's too much shit going on in Florida, man. I worry about reptiles, bears, wolves, crackheads,
meth heads, prostitutes, tanks going down the sidewalk,
random Trump supporters,
random Memphis dudes coming down to hit people with steel chairs.
Nah, that's too much. All right.
Well, do blue lives still matter or nah? DC Metro cop says maniac MAGA mob chanted kill him with his own gun while beating him and stripping him of his utility belt.
Stripping him of his utility belt?
Yes. During the riot. A DC Metro black cop said this.
So a Metro black cop got robbed of his utility belt?
Yes. During the riots. That the Florida teacher said didn't happen. It was Antifa.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, she just really got to guard your grill. That's what I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to say on that one.
Well, this might be in your alley, brother. Florida man attacked by a woman with 38 double Ds out in an elevator. She had the bare 38 double D's out beating the man in the elevator of the Holiday Inn Express in Palm Bay, Florida.
He did something that made that woman so mad to get beat up like that.
She had them all out too, brother. You would have enjoyed it.
No, not like that. Beating up on people with
them. Yeah, I mean, very much so. We got this. Kindness and crossovers. Kyrie Irving cops a crib for George Floyd's family, says Steven Jackson on the Raw Truth podcast.
I mean, that's dope of him, but I wasn't expecting him to do it, though.
Yeah, Kyrie is kind of hot and cold on some things.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird with him. Kyrie is like, the earth is flat, but yeah, I'm going to help you out, though, because, I mean, it's hot and cold, but that's noble of him to do that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Very noble.
Well, get this. Maskless Florida woman arrested after causing a stir in Einstein Bros. Bagel, saying, quote, the coronavirus is a hoax. It's not real. It's a government-made-up fantasy. She's regurgitating for Fox News, OANN, and Newsmax, obviously.
First of all, why would you do this in Einstein Bagels? Nobody goes to Einstein's Bagels in the first place.
Exactly.
If you believe it's a joke or whatever, well, catch in the sea. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah, get on your vent and make that light be the last thing you see before you check out.
Right.
Before you take your dirt nap. Or your black bag zip up nap, wherever you're taking. So, yeah.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
You see the where Bow Wow had the club in Houston packed for see Bow Wow this weekend?
They had to be seeing somebody else other than Bow Wow.
But all these Negroes in there with no mask on, ain't no plague out here.
But again, it had to be somebody else other than Bow Wow because ain't nobody going to sell out the club for Bow Wow.
Exactly.
So it had to be more than one person.
And sidebar, I was invited to two shows in Atlanta Club this weekend. I'm like, I'm going to go to see you at a show in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
Comedy club and a singing show. No.
And a pandemic.
Yeah, during the middle of a plague.
Yeah.
When Atlanta hospitals are damn near at capacity right now.
Right. Yeah, they say in Georgia it's pretty bad, so.
But it's not reported, but it is very bad, but it's not being reported and pushed like as it was. But, and fools out here want me to come to a comedy club and to a R&B showcase they say singing in. I'm like, no.
No. That's definitely a pass.
You know, it's not worth it. I'll see you when the plague goes away. Or when I decide to take the vaccine after I know how it feels with everybody else. You know, that thing. It's still F you, dog. 55% of Karens, President Donald Duck Trump, pardons Lil Wayne, butt dancer, Kodak Black, Kwame Kilpatrick, Rock Nation's Desiree Perez, and 139 others before his no good presidency ended and become him just another good old white nationalist, white supremacist in Florida. What your thoughts on him?
He did on it for real?
Yeah. Kwame, Kodak Black, Lil Wayne, Rock Nation's Desiree Perez, and 139 others before he checked out and ran to Mar-a-Lago.
I mean, did he actually know why they're in jail?
He was trying to get some clout to run against 2020.
Trying to get clout.
Yeah, it's cloud chasing. Trying to say, look what I did for the black community. Look what I did for African Americans. I pardoned Lil Wayne. I pardoned, you know, it's all, that's the game.
Right, it's always been this game. And everybody doesn't deserve a pardon, though, either. So what's the reason?
So this Joker pardoned 143 people before he checked out today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm. I just ain't buying it, though.
Well, try to buy this one, Neat. Florida woman pulls gun doing sex with driver moving car, causing him to wreck into a palm tree.
Okay, so they're having sex in a moving car.
Yes.
She pulls a gun out on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he hits a palm tree.
Yes.
First of all, why are you having sex in a moving car?
Well, I've had a softer version of it while I'm driving, but...
I mean, but you can... you can focus with that, but if you're having full-blown sex in the car...
Yeah.
And it's moving, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So, how did that happen? How is she able to put out a gun?
Exactly.
Naked or with partially clothes on. So I'm trying to figure out where was the gun in all this? How did she have it? Was it on the dashboard? Was it in the middle of the compartment? Where did it come from?
Exactly.
I need answers.
Well, they're both are now in the Osceola County Jail. That's right below Orlando.
Right. I'm still trying to figure out where they got the damn gun from.
Exactly. My. Hoo-wee. Oh, my goodness. This story is just shaking my head. Before I read it, I'm already shaking my head. Florida woman arrested after having cooking spray sex with boyfriend, throwing the ball at him, and hit on top of the head because, quote, he wasn't hitting it right.
Cooking spray?
Yes. He threw the bottle at him and then hit him in the head with the bottle, giving him a concussion.
Wow.
Because he wasn't hitting it right.
That's the reason. You know what, man? Cooking oil, sex. She was spraying herself with Pam. What the hell?
Exactly.
Is that the old school lard grease she was using? Like, what's going on?
Exactly. I mean, I get having, you know, little accessories to spice it up, but not that. I'll go with some honey, you know, even some old school K-Ro syrup potentially, or some actual syrup before I do that.
Bro, what? Huh? Cooking oil?
Cooking oil.
I guess you want a non-stick surface.
Exactly. Like, come on.
I guess. Non-stick.
It gets worse from here. Florida woman arrested for assaulting boyfriend in car with a crowbar for bad oil sex while she was driving.
Where the hell did the crowbar come from?
Exactly. Was it right here? A little, I was right here in the window, baby.
Look, man, I can't mean that shit, man. But like, where did the crowbar come from?
It had to be right here on the left side while she was driving. Hit him in the head with it, I guess. Or it couldn't be. Or she could have did this number with the right and off the back. She didn't hit him in the head with it.
Ain't no way. She's the future. Ain't no fucking way.
And why are you trying to, you know, do that to her while she's driving? It's harder to do it the inverted way with her driving than it is with us driving.
Unless she got more leg room. Unless she got mad leg room up front. But I'm just like, but at the same time, how the hell was she able to grab a crowbar?
I don't get it. I don't get it, bro.
You know what? I'm done. I'm done with that.
Oh, niggas is terrible. Lord, a man arrested for trying to steal him some booty and win Dixie of a woman who had a nice dress on with nothing under it. Tried to bend over the card and get him some and win Dixie.
Lord, is man sexually aggressive down there. God damn. What's up? Shit. They can crowbar from the guns out on you. Jeez. They mad sexually aggressive in Florida.
Oh, man.
That's a bad combination. Then you got snakes and alligators in your tub. I mean, your pool, tub, wherever your water is at.
Like, oh, hell, they can come up with your toilet, your sink, all you, all that.
So, as far as I'm concerned, you know, Florida got it rough. You get harassed by snakes and you get a gun pulled out on you for not wanting to slap your booty or something, you know. Some Florida, man. Too successfully aggressive down there.
Well, we ain't done with that concept yet. We ain't got two more. We got a few more like that. Because watch this right here. Florida man arrested in Walgreens for going behind the counter, the photo aisle, and grabbing the gal's big old booty. He said it was impressive in those tight gray pants. So why are you getting the photos developed still in 2021? That's my first question. Why are you going back behind the counter to grab on the ass because it was impressive to you? How about trying to get her number before you do that? I'm just saying.
My thing is, why would you do that in front of a whole bunch of people as well?
With all them cameras in Walgreens too.
Because you can't lie and say that you didn't do it. So, Florida, they bold. And sexually aggressive down there.
Well, it gets worse. Duval County, Jacksonville. Man arrested after shooting up the McDonald's drive-thru because they didn't give him enough. The guy gave him the wrong order and not enough fries in the order.
I can understand that. Because if I pay almost $10 for a value meal and I order a large fry and I got like a medium-sized fries in that large fry, I'm going to be upset. That's what I'm saying.
He pulled back in the window and started capping through the window. He started
capping. But I ain't going to shoot nobody, though. I'd be upset. This
fool drove back around, got to the window and started.
I feel bad for McDonald's workers, man. Like, they got to deal with a lot of crazy shit. And it's just them.
And then you in Florida, too. On top of that.
And in Florida. So, like, you got a death wish if you or get somebody the wrong food. That's basically what it is.
Yes. But it gets worse. Gets worse. Florida man arrested in Burger King for getting out of his car to grab a chick ass in the drive-thru window because he thought it was so big and juicy. So this man got out of his vehicle, walked to the window closer, and went through and grabbed the booty through the window.
Florida, the home of the most sexually aggressive ass people I've ever encountered.
Oh my goodness.
Too damn aggressive, bro. Women, if you want an aggressive man, make sure he's not from Florida.
Exactly. Woo wee. Get this. Charges dropped against Florida man arrested for his I eat ass sticker on his truck.
But it's a sticker.
Exactly.
You get charged for that?
No. Yes, they did. Try to charge in Florida, but the charges got dropped.
All right, Florida. Of all the things you need to be looking at, you need to get access to aggressive music instead of worrying about somebody's i.e. ass bumper sticker. Like, they ain't hurt nobody. It's bumper sticker.
Exactly. Well, Florida woman arrested for trying to smuggle crack into jail via her anal cavity.
I think this is a highlight for any jail, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know them folks be trying to sneak in whatever they can. So, there's nothing new.
Mm-hmm. Well, Florida man arrested who says he's Jesus Christ. Arrested trying to shatter a gas station with bricks, a pitchfork, and a dolly to get him some, quote, Cheetos, lemonade, and lemon heads.
All right, man. Fucking Cheetos, bro.
Lemonade and then lemon heads. Ain't that hell?
You can go to a whole nother store. You ain't gonna deal with that.
He was in the panhandle, too. Panhandle, too. You know that's Trump country.
I think that's Florida.
That's South. Nah, that's South Alabama, the panhandle. That's South Alabama.
That is so Florida for them to be like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go to another store. I'm just gonna mess this store up.
Exactly. Oh man, the last two. Fleeing Florida man claims he was driving too fast to pull over because, quote, he had diarrhea, had to go wipe his mom's butt. That don't make no damn sense.
He had diarrhea and he had to wipe his mom?
Yes.
That makes no way. Zero, makes zero sense.
Zero sense.
Well, but I'm just saying I got diarrhea.
That usually gets you by. Diarrhea can get you by.
But you got diarrhea and you got to wipe your mom? Nah.
You went too far.
Right. So
you stop it. You got diarrhea. Stop there.
Right. Stop there and you move on right there. Move on to the next round. But putting your mom into it, nah. Just say you got diarrhea, cuz.
Well, get this. Last one. Florida man armed with a twisted T and a metal pipe attacks an employer, giving him a bad reference so he can get him a new job.
Hmm. He had a metal pipe.
Twisted T. Because the former employer gave him a bad reference for his new job.
I mean, people are hurting right now, so I'll be mad too.
A twisted T and a metal pipe.
But
you should have, if he's already gone.
You talking about the drink?
No. I guess. It could be. It could be something else I don't know about. Twisted T. It's what it says.
Like I said, if you gave me a bad reference, I'd be mad at you too. Everybody hurting out here, needing a job. So, yeah, I wouldn't have came and seen them, but not with no metal pipe, though.
Well, Neek, this is in the boss report today, Neek. What is your take on what you heard today?
Florida is the most sexually aggressive state of all time. Just lock your doors if a horny Florida man or woman comes to your way. Just lock your doors, cut off the lights, run to the nearest. Run to your closet, stay in there, and get the police on call just in case, because something bad gonna happen to you.
Yeah, because like, yeah, it's like it's going south so fast, like,
right. It's gonna go very fast, light speed.
I must be honest, I've never had these problems in Florida. I haven't encountered these issues in Florida.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I can't speak to these issues that I'm hearing about. I never encountered them.
Right. Okay.
Maybe I'm lucky. But I don't think I would drive from Orlando to Memphis to find somebody, though. I tell you that.
That's way too much for me, man. I can't, nah. I barely like driving 8 hours. Mm-mm, I know 14.
Man, that one right there, like, he came from Memphis and then he just do it with a steel chair.
He had to be stalking them to know where they lived at, too. Had to be. Had to be stalking them. Because you in their house just going in and hitting people? Nah. You knew who was going to be there and you knew where they was at.
He probably had to find my iPhone or something, or a pin drop or something. He still knew the address. Or Facebook right. Places or tagging on Instagram where you was at.
Right.
Somehow. So, yeah. Only in Florida, folks.
Only in Florida.
And this is just 1 week of material.
1 week.
Just think what I didn't use.
I don't even want to hear it.
Folks, understand this. Think what I don't use. What's on the cutting room floor right now?
Nah.
Think if this what's made it. If this is what made it, think what I don't go with. Every that I could go with. If we had a dark show one day where we weren't going to really put it out the regular way, I might would go with some of the cutting floor stuff.
Florida got enough stories for anybody.
We can do this whole segment on Florida if I wanted to.
Or we can just pick a state and just get the weirdest things from that one state.
But Florida are the best ones.
But Florida's are the best ones, though. I say we do, hold on, what state? Ohio next week.
I got to look and see, but I can do that. I can see what's in
Ohio versus Florida next week.
Okay, I can look at some Ohio stories, see what's going on in Ohio on the crime scene. And right. Nick, I won't mention his name, but a certain retired quarterback, you know who I'm referencing, was very interested in our show and saying that, you know, he was, quote, proud of us. I won't say his name. You know how I reference it. We're gonna say his name. He watched a show with a certain person who we both know that I won't even mention either. Nick is dismayed by these two fans that we have for the show. Which tells me we'll hear from two individuals who I can talk to in forever.
I'm done, bro. I'm done, cuz. They tripping.
You got this dude commenting on what we doing there. Like, really?
Man. Go to your house and take a nap. And don't even take a good one. Take a half bad, half good nap. And don't worry about us, bro.
Exactly. Like, he's back on the scene. Like, are you kidding me? I heard I got a message. I'm glad you're doing the show again. It's good to see you both. I like this.
You haven't even met me, cuz.
We watched.
Who is we? I think about it, it's like, they still there? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Right, man.
Yeah, I guess, you know, the main one told him and got him involved, I guess. You know, he has to follow everything we do here.
He'll be all right.
And you know, he also has told me, you're more than welcome to join the club again Never.
Straight on that. I never been part of it.
I will never do that again. You hear me? Never.
I'm straight on it.
I would never go to those meetings ever again. Those cult meetings that I used to go to. I don't know why I did it, but I did.
Yeah, I bet they probably had 30,000 people right now.
Worse than that.
Wow.
42,000. And who does all the work? Hint, hint.
Oh, God.
Yes.
All right, man. It's going to do this house post game stuff. I'd rather deal with that now.
You're right. Hey, folks, boss, Neek, the boss report. Catch you next week. Same bad channel. Ohio versus Florida coming to you. Boss report. We're going to see what's going on in Ohio. Two red states with crazy people.
Full of it.
Yes, full of it. So we right. Got you. Folks, we out.
Peace.